can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, good morning. It is 8:10 and a partly sunny 59 now. I'm Larry Long. Welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center. At the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colden. Now let's welcome your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Another pretty summer morning out there.
We've had some great ones this year.
Yeah. Why don't I give the trivia question, and then we have a guest in the studio, and we'll let him do his thing, and then we'll take your call. Does the food that birds eat affect their color? 382-4280. 877-382-4280 is the number to call. Does the food that birds eat impact their color? But before we take your calls, the Kalamazoo County Fair is on the agenda for the day, and here's Rick Shields to talk about it.
And, Roger, this is the day you do it or wait till next year. So, got good weather, get out and enjoy Farm Fun and Combine Day at the Kalamazoo County Fair at the fairgrounds out on the southeast side. And they're waiting for you. Daily admission $6. Kids ages 6 to 12, $2. Under 5 are free, with a paid adult, that is, and free parking. So you got yourself a good day.
What do you do on a Combine Day?
Well, you have combine demonstrations, races.
I was hoping a demolition derby.
And you know, hey, why don't you go out and see? That might happen. That's going to be going on from 7 to 9 this evening out there, and very comfortable round for it. So we got by yesterday, talked to some 4-H friends.
Okay.
Say happy birthday to Sergey today.
All right. So, okay, back to trivia question.
Back to trivia. What you eat?
You want to get? No, you can't guess.
I can't. Huh? I seen some pretty colorful parrots down in Mexico a couple of weeks ago at Celestun there in the Yucatan.
Yeah, wonder what they were eating.
I was thinking of that. I was guessing maybe raspberries, blueberries. You know.
Yeah.
If that is what it is, I don't know.
What do you think? Does the what birds include in their diet? Does it impact their color? Let's go to the phone.
All right. If Rick is not allowed to guess, Bob in Kalamazoo most certainly is. Good morning, Bob. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Good morning. You got a guess?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Okay. Now that you've answered the question, why do you think that's the case? You just guessed.
Because of the color of the food.
And there you go. This was, and we really still do not totally understand the impact of food, but it was noticed in roseate spoonbills and flamingos.
The flamingo, that's the one that I knew about. I said, so I know at least one of them was.
Yeah.
So it had to be yes.
Yes. Yeah. And if they don't eat shrimp, they morph back to white, which is their natural color.
Mm-hmm.
We see that locally in sandhill cranes. The birds from the UP, where there's lots of tannin in the water, where it looks like tea,
right?
They get browner than the birds down here, where our waterways are clearer water.
Mm-hmm.
So, for getting that right, Bob, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Still got plenty of hummingbirds, and you can enjoy them through any of their windows as you enjoy a good dinner. Your meal will be half price if you take a buddy with you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Don't rush away. We're going to send you back into our producer. And she'll need some information from you. And then, as we say every week, dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Hold on, Bob.
Thanks very much, Bob. All right. Now let's go to Lou in Portage. Lou, do you have a question for Raj this morning?
Hi, Lou.
No, I'm the line for the trivia question. Oh. My answer was yes also, and it was just a lucky guess.
And you would have won had you been a little quicker.
That's right.
That's the story of my life. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call, Lou.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye now.
When we come back from our commercial break here, we're going to talk birdseed and what happens as we get into the fall, right after we pay the bills.
We hear a lot about the green environment. Well, you can do something for green. That's right. The green environment. Plant plants and trees from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. That's the original green thing to do. Now, Waddell's is known for the largest selection of quality plants around. Now, what benefits will you get from planting in your outdoor living area? Well, plants produce oxygen. They absorb carbon dioxide. The average tree produces enough oxygen for a family of four for a year. So when you plant in your landscape, you're going to be providing shade for your home and lowering your energy bill. Now, another benefit is the immediate increase in your property value. Now, this week, three great choices to add shade and beauty to your outdoor landscape are on sale. The 9/11 Fall Fiesta Sugar Maples, they're just $79.97. Now, if you want some color sooner, the Royal Red Maple has burgundy foliage all season, and they're on sale for just $59.97. Now, Waddell's also has four varieties of crab apples on sale for just $11.97. Now, you'll improve the environment and increase the beauty of your outdoor living area when you get plants from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. A win-win for everyone. Greening Southwest Michigan for 68 years. They're on Texas Drive at the corner of Millom and 12th Street. And after a full day out in the yard and you stand back and look at what you've accomplished, you've earned yourself a nice dinner. So take a little road trip down to the River Lake Inn near Colon. Now, they're designed to satisfy your senses in a lot of different ways, not just your palate, thanks to an incredible collection of trails, gardens, wildlife. Now, the gardens, of course, are in full bloom now, so it would be a great time to get out. You can enjoy a nice stroll through the gardens, the ponds, the nature trails, and, of course, why you went in the first place. The food is fabulous. You can enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms or outside on the deck. Now, August's fabulous features are including a Pittsburgh prime rib, shrimp scampi, fresh Scottish salmon, all served with a choice of potato and a full salad bar. So be sure to save room for desserts like Anita's carrot cake. That one gets me every time. And a great selection of homemade pies. So don't just do dinner. Make it an experience at River Lake Inn. They're at 767 Ralston Road in Colon, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 8. So make a nice, relaxing drive down to the River Lake Inn. In Colon.
I've got two words for you.
Yes.
Carrot cake.
I know. I mean, I just love that, and I can imagine Anita's is probably just out of this world.
It is pretty damn
You've
special.
Probably had it, haven't you? Yeah.
Oh, not once, not twice.
Okay. I get the idea, Rod.
I keep it down to one dessert per meal, but no, the carrot cake is to die for.
Good.
Go ahead.
To take another call?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we're going to talk birdseed.
Okay, we've got Forrest in Three Rivers on the line. Good morning, Forrest.
Hey, Forrest.
Good morning. I live in the deep woods where I've got large tulip poplar trees, but I've wondered about this particular bird. It's only heard in the morning at daylight, and it's only heard at night when the sun is going down. Loud, melodious sounding bird. Carries on for about 20, 30 seconds, takes a break, and then goes back at it again. Generally has a friend off in the woods someplace that he's talking to and does the same thing. But it's only happening in the morning when the sun's coming out for about an hour, and at night just before it gets very dark. And I've heard this bird for years. It's got it's a loud bird, and the only one that's going on. And I'm wondering, is that a brown thrush?
Boy, without a better description, I've got absolutely no idea.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is birds all sing most vigorously first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Right, but this one is particularly loud, and he's the only one going at it.
Hmm.
That type of bird.
But
you got to be in dense woods to hear this bird, and it's very pronounced, and I mean, if you...
Is it really melodic?
Yes, it is.
I'm guessing it's a wood thrush.
A wood thrush.
Go online, and there's plenty of sites that will play you their song.
Okay.
But check wood thrush.
All right.
And if you do, call back and let me know what it is.
Well, I was wondering also why the movement of chipmunks has always got a jerk to it. They're never smooth in their actions. They're running their movement. You don't know anything about that, probably.
No.
Okay.
I'm a birder,
I sit in the woods here, and I can look out my window every day, and I watch them run down a rock pile, and their movements is always, you know, one way or the other, instantaneous. There's no slowness about their agenda.
They come to a complete stop and then bolt off in a new direction.
Yep.
I understand, but I don't know why.
All right.
But thanks for calling, Forrest. He's got a good name for where he says he lives.
I was going to say.
I've really got no idea. But the fact he's in deep woods and the song was melodic would lead me to believe wood thrush. But birds sing first thing in the morning, and I'll break your heart here. The morning chorus, as it's referred to when the birds sing most vigorously, is not a sign of joy. It's not, it's a beautiful day, the sun's coming up, the world is right. It is under cover of darkness. The bird in that territory is convinced somebody snuck in overnight. And the singing vigorously in the morning is to warn that bird, other bird, that as soon as I can see you, I'm going to chase you out of my territory. And so the morning chorus and the singing last thing at night is really warning other birds that they're in somebody's territory. And it isn't the joyful sound that many people think it is. Okay, now we're going to talk a little about birdseed. Something that happens this time of year is people begin to notice seed moths. Seed moths come with the territory. They're in the seed, and the further a seed is from harvest, the more likely you are to find seed moths. And they really are harmless critters unless they infest your pantry. Many people think the only source of seed moths in your home come from bird seed, and that's not true. They can come in any grain product, and frequently this time of year, if you look in the dog food aisle, for instance, at a grocery store, you'll find all sorts of seed moths. They also come in human food. Oatmeal frequently has seed moths in it, and so does almost any other grain product. That's where seed moths live. And all grain is harvested at one time of the year. And so all seed at some point along the way becomes a year old before it's replaced with what's called new crop. And we're approaching that year anniversary as we get into the fall months. And we really don't begin to see the new crop seed until we get to November, December. And so this is a time of year to enjoy feeding birds. And but it is a time of year when you should buy seed that you need to feed immediately. This is not a time of year to stock up on seed. Seed is not like wine. It doesn't get better with age. It gets increasing numbers of seed moths. And if you get seed moths in your home from any source, bird seed, dog food, whatever, there are pheromone traps that are available called the pantry pest trap. And they are completely non-toxic. You can put them right up in your pantry, in your kitchen. They attract the insects by the pheromone that's involved in their sexual reproduction. And that's what draws them into the box. And the inside of the box is sticky. And you know the old, I can't remember what mousetrap it was, but they go in, but they never come out. Well, that's what happens to the seed moths. And because there's no pesticides involved, you can put them adjacent to not only your bird seed, but the food that that you're going to eat. Don't take them. Don't destroy your food if it gets meal moths. The birds actually eat the larva that you see wiggling around in the food. They'll eat the moths themselves. And so it's really just an additional level of bird feeding that's taking place out there. And it does no harm to the seeds. It does no harm to the birds. They're just sort of messy in your house if you get them, and persistent. And so this time of year, buy the seed you need to continue feeding, but don't stock up. Don't buy a year's worth of seed this time of year. Buy what you need in a relatively short term and then go get yourself some more seed. And then when the new crop comes in, you'll be getting it much sooner than if you had stocked up on seed that's already a year old. So there's Bird Seed 101 with meal moths, and but no real harm comes from them to you or nature. We've got open phone lines. If there's anything I can confuse for you, 382-4280. And we'll have to be quick because we're getting to the bottom of the show. One last thing on bird seed. This is the time of year that birds' population reach their peak. And so you're likely to see really active feeders this time of year. We got time for a quick call here, Larry?
It would have to be very, very fast. We have Jimmy in Martin on the line. Jimmy, real quickly, what's your comment or question?
Hi. I just want to know how many birds are. I'm not having as many. Are they starting to head south?
Some of the males may be. This would be a little early. Bird populations are not evenly distributed, and if you happen to be in a male's territory this year, he will keep everybody else out. And so that may be why you're only seeing one this year.
Because I've had tons of them.
Yeah.
I've been tons, and all of a sudden now they're really backing off.
Luck of the draw, you just didn't be in the right bird's territory this year.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, have a good weekend.
All right.
That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Thanks for listening. If you have a question during the week, roger@wildbirdradio.com. You can also post your questions and pictures on my Facebook page. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks very much, Rog. Thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch, and join us again next Saturday morning at 8. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center with the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Up next, CBS and local news, then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.